We've arrested six people, questioned them in relation to the murder. We're now making an appeal to the public in both Buncrana and Derry City areas to come forward and assist us. We hope that the passage of time will help people come forward and they won't be as inhibited as they were back in 2012. As well, we're looking at new developments in technology and in DNA. So things are moving on nicely, Greg. I know it's a slow process, but these cross-border investigations tend to be that way.
All right, take us back to the day, February 9th. What happened?
You had Andrew Allen. He was visiting. He was with his partner in Buncrana, Linksview Park, which is basically on the... It's on the Fawn side of Buncrana. It's an estate on the left-hand side. They're overlooking the sea, the beach. He was there in his bedroom. It was around 9 o'clock in the evening. It was dark, and a knock came to the door. Someone tried to kick in the door, and then there was a number of shots fired through the bedroom window, and tragically, Andrew was fatally injured. There was a statement released by Republic of Against Drugs, which are now the new IRA in Derry, making out false allegations that Andrew was a drug dealer and he was basically into crime, and that they were this was their way of dealing with it, basically.
And I get the impression, now this is not to discourage anyone with any new information, I get the impression that a lot of it's there, but there are people that need to come forward to progress this investigation.
Yeah, there are a number of key people who come forward. Obviously, we're hoping people closer to those involved will come forward, given the passage of time, and maybe their conscience might be playing on them, or that they're in relations with the time that has changed and they're not under control of other people now, where they're more freer to come forward. We're asking those people to assist us. Obviously, we've collected a huge amount of information, and there are a number of pieces we need to join it all together to focus on the individuals required to prosecute for this.
And of course, you know, 10 years have passed, but this will feel like yesterday to Andrew's family and friends. And they will be looking for this to be resolved, to be those for those who are responsible to be found responsible. So maybe in some way they can progress forward.
Yes, we continue to liaise with Andrew's family, and it is a very difficult time, the anniversary for them, and that has been always been said to us by them. And Andrew's mother is still in a very bad way about the whole thing, and we're just hoping that some people who maybe know the family and know what happened will come forward, and any assistance they can give us will be appreciated. We're not going to judge people on what they tell us. We're appreciative of any assistance we get, and it'll be totally confidential.
And if they wish to contact Buncrana Garda Station, the number there is 07493205400, from the north 00353-7493-20540. That Garda confidential line as well, 1-800-666-1111, or listen anywhere
at all.
Contact anyone and pass on any information.
And thank you, Greg, for your assistance in this case over the years. I mean Highland Radio and other media outlets have assisted us in helping people to come forward, and it's a great benefit to the investigation.